This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 13th. God's word to you today is Speak Life. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 29, and it says, "Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." We're still on the subject of learning to bask in encouragement. Hang on to that encouragement you get. Yesterday, I shared with you how I kept an encouraging note, and it became a repeated source of encouragement for me. That is just one of the many notes I have received from good people and have kept. If I had trashed that note, I would not have it to encourage myself when I needed it. But I received it and then held on to it. There are many people that I have given cards and they have put them in dustbins. Do you think I don't know? I sent you cards that I write with my own hands, but you throw them away. You will repent today and keep my cards, right? Hanging on to encouragement is really big. Note that I have not said you should be fishing for compliments. Someone compliments your hair or your tie and you say, "Can you please send it as an email?" Or you say, "Please send me a text message and copy my spouse so that they will know I get compliments." Do not do that, please. Yet, the reality is that as human beings, it is our natural propensity to gravitate towards encouragement. We try to fish for compliments, but we sometimes make fools of ourselves. Why not just give it and sow it and see how God will bring your harvest? Parents, you must be deliberate about the words you speak to your children. Never ever underestimate the power of encouraging your child. I can remember vividly when I was learning to write as a child. I would think of something like a nursery rhyme and write it out on paper. Then I'd show it to my mother and she would praise me. I did this repeatedly until something unexpected happened. I ran out of things to write, but I loved the encouragement I was getting. So I took a book and began to copy the words from it. Yet my mother was very gracious. As I was writing, I came across a letter that I had never seen before, but I decided to copy it all the same. It was the letter G. The typed version was different from anything I was used to. I took it to my mother as my original work, and guess what? The smile on her face did not change. She encouraged me and praised me. Do you know that when I grew older, I still played back that scene. As a parent, you may not even remember the experiences your child has with you, but they never forget. So be deliberate about being their biggest encourager. Let us pray. Father, I pray that according to your word, everything I say will be good and helpful, and my words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.